Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You can, of course, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you, the listener, get to control the content of the site. You submit a show prep suggestion, perhaps a news article or blog post or video or audio or something you find online that you think is pretty special, you think our listeners would enjoy. You put it up on the site, and then other people get the chance to vote on it, whether they like or dislike. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website. Joining you tonight on the air, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we've been talking about wiretapping. For those of you just tuning in, wiretapping has been the discussion on the table, at least for the last half an hour of the show, some of the government's rules about it and some of the ways to go about it. But what are some of the government people saying, Mark, about their arresting of people for recording things? Because they're calling it wiretapping when you are standing in their jail, like our friends from libertyontour.com were down in Massachusetts recently. They were at a public jail. They were in a public area of the jail, and they had their video cameras there, and they were arrested for so-called wiretapping.
Sure. Being where they were, they would not have been arrested for trespassing. This was
they were there to bail someone out.
The only reason they got arrested was because they had a video camera and they wouldn't turn it off when the public servants in a public place did not want to be exposed to, you know, public scrutiny.
Exactly. So they're going to defend themselves because there has been some mainstream media coverage of this, not specifically the Liberty on Tour guys, but just the general idea of being able to record the police, because it's not just happening to them. Around the country, police are attacking.
This is an idea whose time has come. And
it's the idea of recording.
It's the only accountability they really have. It's just that they might be subject to public scrutiny. They might be subject to being criticized and embarrassed about their behavior and things like that.
Yeah, activists of all stripes need to push this issue. It's a huge issue.
Right. So, but it's been getting coverage, I think, in Time Magazine, USA Today. So mainstream media has picked up on this one. And even the mainstream media is normally very state-worshipping, normally very, they look positively on the actions of the government. Even on this issue, they are critiquing the government. They're saying, what are you doing? If you're arresting people for videoing your so-called public servants in public places, pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, if the video wasn't so outrageous of what so many of the police officers have done, then...
Like beating people, for instance.
or just outrageous.
Or lying.
Anyway, this is from Reason.com. I believe that I got it, and I got it a while ago. This is the article's actually from August the 9th, and I think I got it off freetalklive.com. I think it was in one of the higher positions there, so you can go and vote these articles up and down yourself. The debate over whether citizens should be permitted to record on-duty police officers intensifies this summer. High-profile incidents in Maryland, Illinois, Florida, Ohio, and elsewhere spurred coverage of the issue from national media outlets ranging from Associated Press to Time to NPR. Outside the law enforcement community, a consensus seems to be emerging that it's bad policy to arrest people who photograph or record police officers on the job. The Washington Post, USA Today, Washington Examiner, Washington Times, and Instapundits Glenn Reynolds, writing in Popular Mechanics, weighed in on the side of citizen photography and videography, and it can be an important check to keep police officers accountable and transparent.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, there's been little activity in state legislators to prevent these arrests. That's likely because any policy that makes recording cops an explicitly illegal endeavor is likely to encounter strong opposition from law enforcement organizations.
Right, and the state legislatures never do anything against the cops. I mean, it's very rare that you'll actually see them do anything the cops don't want them to do. So in the many examples, for instance, we've had here in New Hampshire with the various different cannabis trying to remove restrictions on cannabis, medical marijuana, adding that in, that sort of thing, changing the war on drugs to be a little more compassionate. The police come out in force to oppose it, even though the people that are opposing the war on drugs might be 100, and there might only be 10 cops in favor of the war on drugs at one of these testimony hearings that they have in front of the legislators. They rule in favor of the cops every single time. It's just it's sad.
Yeah, they certainly do. It's an incestuous bunch, and I don't know, I don't have any good solution for how that's going to be happening in order to prevent it, but what you say is true. So what's the justification for bringing and supporting charges against people who record or photograph police officers? I recently spoke with three law enforcement officials about it. By the way, this is reason.com, and I'll give the authors credit here. This is Radley Balco. So prosecutors currently pursuing felony charges against citizens who made audio recordings of on-duty cops. Two of them are. And the third is an executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, America's largest police union. Joseph Cassily of Hartford County, Maryland, state's attorney. He's currently pursuing felony charges against Anthony Graber, who was arrested last April for recording a police officer during a traffic stop. Maryland is one of 12 states that require all parties in a conversation to give consent before the conversation can legally be recorded. But like nine of those 12, Maryland also requires that for the recording to be illegal, the offended party must have had an expectation that the conversation would be private. To bring charges against Graber, Cassilli would not only need to believe that the on-duty police officers have privacy rights, but in the Graber case in particular, that cop who had drawn his gun and was yelling at motorist on the side of a busy highway.
There's video of this.
Yeah, this one's crazy. Yeah. There's video of it. He isn't in uniform and isn't in a cop car. So he is essentially some crazy guy who pulls over and points a gun at this guy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts. Have good reason to believe that the entire encounter was private. That the cop would have good reason to believe the entire encounter was private. This seems all the more absurd given that motorists in such a situation clearly don't have any reasonable privacy expectation. Anything they say during a traffic stop is admissible in court.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the cop has a expectation of privacy because he knows that what the motorist says about the cop's behavior isn't, it may be admissible in court, but nobody's going to believe it. That when a police officer says something, it's immediately going to believe. Mm. So if the police officer lies and says, this motorist said that, said something that was illegal, that gave me probable cause to search his vehicle. Well, if he lies, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, they take him at his word.
But if a motorist says something, there's no corroborating evidence that this police officer said such and such and so and so, man, you might as well flush that down the toilet. Nobody cares. The officer having his gun drawn or being in a public roadway has nothing to do with it, Cassilli says. Neither does the fact that Mr. Graber said during the stop could be used in court. That's not the test. The test is whether police officers can expect some of the conversation that they have while on the job to remain private and not be recorded and replayed for the world to hear.
This is an attorney saying all that.
Yeah, this is the guy who's prosecuting the case. This is the crap head who is taking the case and is taking the state's side on this one. And he may very well be the guy who's doing the most for liberty, because I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Maybe the court will rule, make a crappy ruling. But these things need to happen in order for these laws to change, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And this is the time. The time has really come for this. This is our public servants, if you want to call them that, are not acting like it.
And it's coming because of technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's coming down to, is that it's not hideable anymore. They've been able to keep it hidden all this time. It could be very well be that the technology is going to get more better behaved police.
Yep, technology.
Because they have to. I mean, they finally can't just keep,
Technology provides more freedom and a better standard of living. And
no doubt about it.
And that's what's going to happen in this circumstance.
I think it comes down to exposing the truth. I mean, the fact that people can communicate more quickly, that ideas get exchanged quickly, that people see what's going on in the world more quickly, that I think all of this is about us achieving the truth faster, finding truth faster. And it's the natural way of things.
So we are actually going to hear from the cops defending themselves here in a moment.
Well, this is actually the prosecutors defending the cops.
I see. I thought we were going to get quotes from the cops themselves.
Is he
claiming they have an expectation of privacy? I mean,
yes, that's what his claim is. Did you not hear what I read?
No, it didn't sound like that he said that.
The officer, yes, it's saying that this is not the test. The test is whether officers can expect some of the conversation that they have while on the job to remain private and not be recorded.
But not when there's a camera out
here
in front of them. How could they expect
in
privacy
this case,
then?
The guy had the camera on his helmet. It wasn't ready.
Wasn't obvious. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and all the features on the site we give to you. So do enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can dot anything over there, as a matter of fact. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got thousands of templates. You can use the coupon code FTL if you go to hostgator.com, but it's probably easier just go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. It's whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
All right, we're going to continue here. Mark, you've got a story that you're sharing with us about the government people defending their arresting of folks who were videotaping them. And this is the attorney for the cop, that the hot-headed cop that pulled over a man, or essentially ran a guy off the road who was on his bicycle. Did he run him off the road? His motorcycle, got out of his car, and then proceeded to pull a gun on the man. Then later revealed that he was a police officer. The guy had a camera on his helmet, the man that was pulled over.
Yeah, he's kind of doing some stunt cycling stuff. Stuff he absolutely should not have been doing on the interstate.
Whatever, I'm not sure if he was safe or not in what he was doing, but nonetheless, the cop was a real hothead. He pulled a gun on this man, and now the guy's been charged with felony wiretapping as a result of recording that video.
Right. You know, if they give the guy reckless driving or whatever, it wouldn't be in the news, and it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cop pulling his gun, that seems extreme in those circumstances. But this is about the recording, and there's no reason to go after the guy for the recording. Last February, University of Maryland student Jack McKenna was beaten by riot police after a basketball game. Cell phone videos of the beating contradicted police reports and resulted in the charges against McKenna being dropped and in the suspension of several police officers. Would Casilli have charged those cell phone videographers with felonies if their recordings picked up audio? After all, it's the audio portion of the video that triggers state wiretapping laws.
Mm-hmm.
In College Park, you had lots of people around. You had people screaming and shouting. The officers in that case had no reason to think the situation was private, he says. That's Casilli, the prosecutor in the previous case. Casilli's interpretation of the law is awfully vague. How is your average Marylander supposed to know if taking video of what he thinks may be police abuse is protected speech, or if it's a felony punishable by a possible prison
term? Well, clearly
term.
They should know, because they should be spending all their free time reading the government laws.
But this guy's just interpreting it in whatever way he wants. You know, this lawyer is just interpreting it anyway.
Yeah.
You couldn't even know that if you read the law. This is his interpretation of the law. He's taking a wiretapping law and applying it to videotaping public officials on public time being recorded by the
public.
Who are acting like flaming jerks. He says that the test is, well, you know, whether or not these people had an expectation of privacy. The test is whether the public needs to provide, should be forced to pay for these sociopaths that are running around with badges in some cases and just doing whatever they want and then having the system protect them. That's the test. The test is, do we have a government that is serving the people, or are the people forced to serve the government bureaucrats?
Well, we are. I think we know the answer to that question.
I know the answer to that, but that's the test in my mind.
And it will never be any other way.
So generally,
until they stop aggressing against people.
Generally, Casilli says police actions in front of large crowds of people can probably be recorded, but citizen recorders put themselves in legal jeopardy when there are fewer people around, and an officer is more likely to think his conversation is private. But this seems to negate the use of citizen recording when it should be most important as a tool to hold misbehaving police officers accountable.
They don't want to be held accountable.
Right. Misconduct in front of large groups of people is obviously more likely to produce lots of witnesses to challenge the police narrative of the event. What if a police officer is harassing or intimidating somebody in close range, such as during a traffic stop or an unpopulated street at night? Would it be a felony to record those interactions? Yes, according to this Casilli.
Mm-hmm.
What if recording captures unquestionable lawbreaking on the part of the officer?
Doesn't matter.
Such as a threat or a shakedown. I'm not going to respond to a hypothetical scenario, Casilli says. It depends on the circumstances. What we dealt with there.
Of course, it's too late to catch it on film if you wait for them to do it and then try to pull out your camera.
Sure.
Right?
It's a quick drawing with them. In this case, the officer drew his service weapon when he shouldn't have drawn it. It's a violation, I'm sure, of a policy of the police department.
And never be brought up on any charge.
Of course he won't. But this Casilli guy is is, as far as I'm concerned, is protecting the criminal.
Absolutely.
This prosecutor is
protecting his job. It's his job to protect his buddies who are the real criminals and occasionally go after another non-governmental criminal.
Last month, the Office of Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler issued by an advisory opinion that would seem to be at odds with Casilli's interpretation of state law. Gansler's office found that it is unlikely that most interactions with police could be considered private, as some law enforcement agencies have interpreted the state's wiretapping act. But that opinion isn't legally binding and may not affect Anthony Graber's case. In fact, when I spoke with Casilli, we talked before Granzer's opinion, I asked him about a 2000 Maryland AG's opinion stating that motorists have no privacy expectations during a traffic stop. So the motorist has no privacy expectations during a traffic stop. Casilli replied, those opinions are just the attorney general paying some lawyers to tell him what he already thinks. I don't have to agree with it. So when the attorney general says it, I don't have to agree with it. Unlike in Maryland, the law in Illinois is much clearer. It is illegal to record anyone in public without their consent. The state has no stipulation about privacy expectations. It once did, but the legislator removed that provision in 1994. That amendment was actually a direct response to a state Supreme Court decision throwing...
Get the hell out of there. Yeah. Illinois, awful place.
throwing out the conviction of a man who recorded two cops from the back of a police cruiser. In Illinois, felony eavesdropping is the same class of crimes as sexual assault. It's punishable by 4 to 15 years in prison. So it's recording cops is the same.
Recording anyone. A 4-year-old, you're as bad as someone who records a cop.
Yeah. Crawford County State's Attorney Tom Wiseman is currently bringing 5 felony charges against Michael Allison, a 41-year-old construction worker who recorded police officers and other public officials he thought were harassing him. I'm writing a feature about Allison's case for a forthcoming issue of Reason. This is Radley Balco.
Mm-hmm.
Allison was...
That does great work, by
the way. Yeah, he does. He's a nice guy, too. I met him at the Liberty
Forum.
Liberty Forum, that's right. Allison was fighting a zoning ordinance forbidding the storage of unregistered or inoperable vehicles on private property. Allison thought he was being unjustly targeted by local authorities and was planning a civil rights lawsuit, so he began recording his conversations with local law enforcement. He faces up to 75 years in prison for doing so. I first asked Wiseman if he thinks that Michael Allison should spend the rest of his life in prison for making audio recordings of on-duty public officials.
And who's Wiseman again?
Wiseman is the prosecutor in that case.
Okay, so we're going to find out what this sleazebag has to say,
yeah,
in case you couldn't guess. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, come on, it's right out of the textbook. My job isn't to write the laws. My job is to enforce them.
Oh, gosh. More coming up, 800-259-9231, and it's our job to stop obeying these scum and stop paying them and get together and act like free people and set ourselves free. We'll talk about the Free State Project coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together. What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Hundreds of great liberty-oriented comics, the occasional blog post, as well as a video blog from Dale. So if you want more Dale, that's the place to go, anarchyinyourhead.com. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. We're just continuing a story here for a little bit about wiretapping, and we're going to do that in a moment. But first, I want to invite you, if you are in one of these awful places like Illinois or Maryland or Massachusetts, some of these places that are just – they have the most draconian of some of the laws across the country. You're, Mark, just telling us about in Illinois how anytime you're in public – you are not allowed to record anyone without their consent in Illinois, including government workers. And if you do, you will be punished to the same extent as a child molester. Did I understand that correctly?
That sounds right.
Yeah. I mean, just the places, it's also crumbling as far as its financial situation. We talked about that recently as well. So if you're in, if you feel like you're living in a police state, or that you will be soon, you might want to get to New Hampshire. You might want to get around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that love freedom, people that are getting together. Hundreds of them have made the move so far to New Hampshire in order to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And thousands are pledged, over 10,000 people pledged to move to New Hampshire and want to get to 20,000. So you could be part of it. That's what we all did. We all moved here from other places. You and Mark, you and I came from Florida, and Dale, you came from Georgia. And people come from across the world in some cases to move to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. Come on up. Join the fun at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue, Mark, is there more to this story here?
Oh, yes.
Radley Balco at Reason Magazine.
I wonder whether we're going to make it, honestly.
Oh, we do have folks that want to talk, so we should probably wrap it up at some point.
You want me to?
I'd like to hear from some more of these bureaucrats before we go on.
So Wiseman, this is the guy who's prosecuting, I believe.
This is an Illinois prosecutor.
Yeah, a Crawford County, Illinois prosecutor says that when asked if he thinks that Michael Allison should be spend the rest of his life in prison for making audio recordings of on-duty public officials. He says, my job isn't to write the laws. My job is to just enforce them. Wiseman does have
distrust. I am not supposed to think. I will just hurt people. That is what I am told to do.
I would like to point out that the Attorney General in Maryland, when asked about an advisory opinion issued by the state's attorney or whatever, the AG from 2000, that says that, you know, that a driver has no expectation of privacy during a traffic stop, says, those opinions are just the Attorney General paying some lawyers to tell him what he already thinks. I don't have to agree with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they say this is their excuse for doing the quote-unquote their job, doing what they want to do. And they say it's their job and they can't. I don't get to have an opinion about it. It doesn't matter. I guess I should just sleep fine if I send this guy to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, 75 years. Yeah, this guy's ridiculous. Facing for recordings.
It's disgusting. And it's disgusting that a guy could do this job. That a guy could sleep. That a guy can kiss his kids. That a guy can tell his wife that he loves her. A guy that says this crap, that lets it come out of his mouth, that he can threaten a man with the rest of his life in prison over videotaping people, public bureaucrats that he felt were harassing them, and he's going to send him to the prison for the rest of his life. Oh, you know, just doing my job, man.
That's what the Nazis said.
What a flaming jerk. Allison thought
despicable.
Allison thought the police were harassing him, given the difference, deference that law enforcement officials get from courts and prosecutors. How can a citizen who feels he's being harassed or treated unfairly by law enforcement protect themselves? The only person doing any harassing here is Mr. Allison, who is harassing our public officials with his tape recorder, Wiseman said.
All right.
They may have some problems with bad police officers in some of your urban areas, but we don't have any of those problems around here. All of our cops around here are good cops. This is a small town, and everybody knows everyone. And when our cops tell them to get down on the ground and put their face in the dirt, then it's the right thing to do.
Is that a real quote?
No. Disgusting. I mean, I just can't believe anybody would say this crap.
Yeah.
You give somebody a monopoly privilege on the use of force, and you expect that they're always going to do the right thing. You don't want any checks
and
balances.
The last thing to expect.
What do you? This America. This is your public officials saying they don't want checks and balances on themselves.
Well, we're checking out.
The way to say it is, let's see. If we just remove all accountability, people will do the right thing.
Yeah. If we remove all accountability from the government people will do the right thing. Because you could believe the accountability comes down in spades on the rest of us. This is two classes of people. Sorry, Johnson. I know you don't like me using the term classes. This is two classes of people: those in charge and those who are their serfs, their supporters, the people that must pay them tribute.
You don't like it?
The
too
lords
bad.
And the serfs.
If you don't like it, then you can leave, right? And then you can go on another plantation where their masters will have the same, pretty much the same rules, and they'll treat you pretty much the same. Maybe
I don't
slightly...
think you're not going to see the level of police. You're not going to see the level of police presence and police statiness in most other Western countries. In America is just more so in that way, in a lot of ways.
But we're the freest country in the world, Mark. Even though we lock up more people,
there's not a lot of evidence for that. I mean,
we have the worst police. We have the most number of people in prison, the most portion of our population in prison.
Well, you know what I mean, Mark. You're free to leave to another plantation, meaning one of the 50 plantations, because the other plantation owners, even though what you're saying is they may not be as police state-like, they still aren't going to allow you on their plantation unless you beg them for permission and promise to obey all of their rules, whatever arbitrary rules that they have. So you can't legally go on to one of the other larger plantations. You can't go to the plantation of Canada. They won't let you in unless you beg them for permission and jump through whatever arbitrary
right.
hoops they put up.
Just going in isn't one thing. You've got to be able to work and support yourself.
Yeah.
That's a right of man. And
essentially, there's no frontier left. There's nowhere to go and make a new, freer nation anymore.
Yeah.
You're stuck with picking from what's left.
Well, there is New Hampshire. There is New Hampshire. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the new frontier. And there's some people that are pretty upset about it. But I love that line about how we're harassing, how activists with cameras are harassing the police. with their recording devices.
Yes.
We're harassing them.
They have no, and they, there's no reason for them to do so because all the cops in that county are good. We'd know if we had bad cops. Don't worry, we'll take care of it.
No, I would tell you the truth. I'm the prosecutor. I would never lie to you.
So finally, Radley Balco goes on. I spoke with Jim Pasco, executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police. Pasco, who supports these arrests, says he's worried that video would be manipulated to make police officers look bad. There's no chain of custody in these videos, Pasco says. I think this is the best argument yet. I think it's the best one yet. I'm not saying it's legitimate.
They do it to themselves. They make themselves look bad by being thugs.
I agree with you, but yeah. Somebody could, you know, some
could be creative editing.
Yeah,
sure.
somebody could CG some cop in there, you know, kicking around some, you know, gay lady, black lady
you
in a wheelchair.
Pretty talented
or,
for that.
Who's 9 years old or whatever. Yeah, well,
the average YouTuber doesn't have that ability.
Indeed, they don't. I'm just saying that it's the best argument I've
heard
so far.
George Lucas.
So there's no chain of custody with these videos. How do I know that the video hasn't been edited? How do we know that in the video isn't taken out of context? With dashboard cameras of police security video that you can't get a hold of even if you ask, the evidence is in the hands of law enforcement the entire time. Yes, those are the people that we're worried about. So it's admissible under rules of evidence. That's not the case with cell phone videos. The fact is, and time again, when you request this video, somehow it's not available.
Wait a minute. They have no problem taking our videos and using them against us. I was just in court the other day for the Catherine Bleich trial in Nashua, and they used Taryn Lupo's video from LCLReport.com. They were playing his video in court, so they have no problem with the chain of custody. In fact, the attorney for Catherine objected to the state's use of the video, and he actually had his objection sustained. But get this, because the prosecutor was so incompetent that she, or was pretending that she was, she claimed to be so incompetent that she couldn't get the YouTube video to queue up to just the very few seconds that was actually relevant to the case. So because she couldn't figure out how to do that with YouTube, they just let her go ahead and play the whole video anyway. So even though the judge sustained the objection and said, yeah, you can only air 5 seconds of this video in court, we'll just go ahead and play this full 7 minutes because our prosecutor's an idiot. As a result, though, the Free Keen ad at the very beginning played like 20 times in court. It was great.
If you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience, Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list, that's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation, twice, and the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, by the way, this show is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com. The toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Mark, there's one, at least one more real golden quote here in this story from Reason.com's Radley Balco. Is this the Agitator blog, or is it just a feature piece of in Reason?
This is Reason.com. And yeah, sorry to anybody who's waiting on the lines. We'll get right to you.
We're talking about the wiretapping, the government people making excuses for why they think it's a fine thing to throw people in jail cells who are recording the police. And this is the Fraternal Order of Police, the president.
Yeah, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah, of the National FOP.
Yeah, he says some amazing stuff here. He says that, first off, and I think this is the best argument I've heard yet, that there's no chain of command, chain of
custody.
Evidence. Yeah, rules of evidence and chain of custody for these videos, and that they could be altered and that kind of thing. However, you pointed out that, I'm sure this has happened all across the country innumerable times, that video from, from off the internet can be used to convict someone, so then why can't it be used to convict a police officer? Anyway, the McKenna goes on here. You have almost 1 million police officers in this country and millions of contacts between those officers and citizens. I'll bet you can't name 10 incidences where citizen videos have shown a police officer to have lied on a police report. Letting people record police officers is an extreme and intrusive response to a problem that's so rare it might as well not exist.
Extreme and intrusive to record the cops. That's what he's claiming. It's intrusive for the cops to be aggressing against peaceful people.
Also,
it's extreme to put people in cages who have not harmed others. Jack Ball.
you know, also his point here doesn't make a lot of sense because people don't have the opportunity. People are scared S-less to record police.
Yeah.
Of course they're not doing it.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah. Anyway, he says it would be like saying that we should do away with DNA evidence because there's a 1 in a billion chance that it could be wrong. At some point, we have to put some faith and trust in our authority figures.
That's what
it's all about. It's all about this. It's all about, look, cops should be able to say whatever the heck they want to say, do whatever the heck they want to do, and there shouldn't be any accountability because, gosh darn it, we don't need it. We're the good guys. And you people out there trying to say that we're not are bad. That's all there is to it.
Disgusting.
It's simple-minded.
And that's their position. Let's go to your phone calls. Jeremy is listening in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Yeah, hi. Did my first bit of voluntarist activism today, and I wanted to share it in case there's anybody else who has more time than me to do a bit more of it.
Okay.
It's voting day here in Australia, and all the party hacks stand out in front of the polling places handing out flyers that promote their particular gangster.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was printed out the world's smallest political quiz PDFs.
Hmm.
You can find them at quiz.freeozradio.com. And I just handed them out with Vote One Self-Government on the back. And there were a lot of long lines at the I was at the polling place. So I saw a lot of people reading through the quiz with interest, which was
great.
Good. And my favorite was three young kids who I think they were voting for the first time. And I was handing out the flyers, and as I handed it out, I said, "Vote for yourself." And one of the young kids said, "F yeah!"
Nice. That's a great opportunity because
still like 5 or 6 hours left of polling. So I forgot to put freeozradio.com on the flyers. So if anyone else is listening in Australia and prints them out, that would be awesome if you put that on there.
That's fantastic. I think it's a great idea because over in Australia, as Mark actually mentioned this during the break by chance, Mark apparently. They force you to vote in Australia, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. So there's heaps of people there who don't have any interest in the system whatsoever, but they just don't want to get a fine.
Yeah.
So it's actually a real great way to kind of use the system against them because they're forcing all these people out against their will. It's a good time because it's always a good time for liberty activists to reach the populace when they're being aggressed against, right? When the government is hurting somebody, that's when they're the most open to the idea of getting rid of the government. So it's pretty
My wife put in a blank ballot. I didn't have to vote because I'm not a citizen, but she put in a blank ballot, and while she was in line, there were people there saying, "Oh, you know, both parties suck. Why do I have to vote for one of them?" And she said, "You don't. You don't actually have to vote. You just have to put in a blank ballot."
Interesting.
You should write something on the ballot, is my thought. Write something on it, but
can you write on it, or is it like a Scantron or checkbox thing where you can only? Where are you using
it's
like a pen
Scantron or
pencil or
whatever? But so they won't actually read it, but you can write whatever you want on it, and somebody will probably see it.
Interesting.
But anyway.
So they don't have write-ins in Australia? There's not like a...
No, there's no write-ins, no.
Hmm.
There's about 1 million people to vote for because they have about, you know, there's like 10 or 15 other parties besides the two major ones, and some of them actually into the Senate.
It's parliamentary?
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. Hey, good luck out there.
A lot of fun.
Anything else you want to share?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Reminds me of my... I like to do outreach on election day about what you can do as a peaceful alternative to politics.
Like what?
Well, that's where I talk about voluntarism and talk about self-government and things like that, and let people know that there's all sorts of things you can do to solve problems short of using government violence to do so, and that what you're doing when you go and vote, you're not engaging in violence directly, but you are playing their justification game for violence when they elect politicians and grant them authority to use violence against people, that you're playing into that game. And so I try to educate people about the fact that you're playing the justification game, and that's the game they use to justify their violence.
So. They sure do. And, of course, it's kind of interesting when you try to get the government people to to be held accountable for their actions. As we were talking about earlier, the cops will always say, well, I'm just doing my job. And the prosecutor you were reading from in that article, Mark, about the wiretapping, he's saying, oh, I'm just doing my job. And if you don't like it, well, then you can go to the legislature. And then, of course, the legislature is going to say, well, you know, they voted for us, so we're doing this because the voters.
Yep. I've been given a mandate.
Mandate from the voters.
Right. And then, of course, that's nonsense because the voters haven't voted for anything. In many cases, voters are voting for different reasons. Some voters may indeed be voting for more, a bigger police state. That may be their motivations.
So a lot of them will say they're voting for the lesser of two evils.
Right. They're trying to minimize damage.
The person that gets in there who is the lesser of two evils says, I've got a mandate from the voters.
Right.
Yeah. No, they just thought you were less evil than the other person.
Right.
And then the people like the cops and the military and all them are saying, well, I'm just following orders.
Yep.
You know, and
you can't get anything.
No one is responsible for any of the evil that's happening.
You might be able to claim lesser of two evil in like the presidential campaign or something like that, where people actually have some foggy clue as to whom they're voting for and what they believe. By the way, not entirely true. Howard Stern did a hilarious bit on going out and interviewing some black people on their thoughts on Barack Obama and gave completely fabricated facts about Barack Obama and the opposite of what Barack Obama believed. And the black people said, oh, yeah, that's great. We're going to vote for him for just that reason.
Right.
Showing that they were voting for him because of his race. And I think that there's plenty of that going on. But think about the local level. Think about when you've gone into the polls on the local level. I don't know how many people, can't say they didn't do this. I've done it. Is I just look at a name and say, oh, well, that's a kind of name I like. Especially if it's a nonpartisan race, you don't know who to vote for or not. You just feel obligated to bubble something in.
Well, I will say this much. Back when I was still voting and I got really politically active, I did make a point not to do that. I was like, if I could not become educated about who is running, I just didn't vote in that particular race.
Sure. At some point you decided to do that. And I've done the same thing. However, that means likely that you did do it at some point before that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just found somebody's name that says, oh.
Actually, I had a policy whenever I could, if I didn't know, and I had the policy I'd always vote for a female. If you could look at the name, like, oh, that's a female name, and the other one's a male name, I would vote female.
If I had
nothing to go on at all.
And people will vote generally on more likely on the person who's above the top one on the list to get voted for. If you've got names that are clearly ethnic, they got a tough time as far as with other ethnicities. It's just it's silly. It's silly to claim that there's a mandate.
Toll free number. Yeah. I'm not going to give you that number. We're out of time. It's done. We're over. But not forever, because tomorrow night we're here for the live Saturday edition of the program. Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI. You need collections work taken care of. You should get in touch with them.
Yeah, and SACL is recommending that everybody go to andywar.com. They're doing a fund drive right now. It's andywar.com/donate. And, they're doing good work over there.
Dale, thanks for coming in. Hope your voice gets better. And we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.